Praise the Lord. Message number 63. The title of the message, Are You Doing God's Will? Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Bless this time and use it mightily, Lord, for your glory. Lord, anoint my lips and put words from your throne and speak to your people and guide them and deliver them from sin. Let it be, Lord, that people get saved as they hear your word. People get delivered. People, they will consecrate their life fully unto you, Lord. We thank you and we praise you for this time. Let your name be glorified and lifted up. Let this message be a blessing to many people, O God, and let the purpose of sending it shall be accomplished in Christ's name. We thank you, we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We'll go in this message through some of the scriptures as we are discussing the question, Are you doing God's will? The first scripture that we are going to tackle is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. The word of God says, It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual, that you should avoid sexual immoralities. Many who come to Christ, they believe in Christ, as they accept Him as Savior and Lord over their life. And then, as they are justified by the, as we are justified by the blood of Jesus on the cross, we are accepted by the blood of Jesus, then God will start to work in our life the process of sanctification, to be cleansed from sin and from things that is remaining in our life that contradicts God's will and God's word. He says here, it is God's will that you should be sanctified, you should be clean. To be born again is not that you will be going to sin less, but you are going to sin not. That is the plan of God. Not that you are better than before, but you must reach perfection. God wants you to be cleansed, to be sanctified. Time for you to stop telling lies. Time for you to stop cheating. Time for you to stop using usury. Stop to be bribe or give a bribe. Time for you to stop immoralities and the practices of this world. Time for you to live in holiness, to be contented with what you have. Time for you now to cleanse your heart from evil, immoral, slanderous gossip, hatred, vengeance, unforgiveness. It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality. When you are born again, then sin should be incompatible with you, with your life. Once we receive Christ, God will reveal to us His ways and the truth and His word. And as we come to know the truth, we are called to repent. The question, are you doing God's will? Are you allowing the process of sanctification and cleansing to pass and go along your life, or you are just born again but you are not living in holiness and you are not submitting yourself to the will of God? Are you doing God's will? Today God called you to be cleansed and sanctified from sin. That is the will of God in you, in Christ Jesus our Lord. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. You say, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. What is God's will for you? Is to give thanks to the Lord in all circumstances. Now, when he says all circumstances, it means some circumstances are good, some are excellent, some are praiseworthy, and some circumstances are hard and difficult. But the will of God for you and for me and for each and every one of us, to give thanks to the Lord in whatever circumstances. That means that God calls us to be thankful, to be grateful, to be faithful. God calls us to avoid grumbling or complaining, to be happy and satisfied in whatever condition God had placed us in. The Word of God says, for all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who had been called according to His good purpose. Some circumstances are very pleasant, but all things work together for good to those who love God. As we love God, even the thing that I don't like to be in, or I don't like the situation that I'm passing through, that same situation, as I continue to love God, it will work for my good. It will work for my well-being. So I don't need to grumble against God and grumble against people. I need to be thankful and give thanks to the Lord for what I have in my hand, or for what I have passing through now, because I know that will bring good to me finally. It will work for my benefit, for my behalf, and for this reason I give thanks to the Lord. Are you doing God's will? Ask yourself, are you thankful? Are you grateful? Are you happy and joyful to the Lord, or always complaining and arguing or upset and sad looking? God does not want you to be in such a picture. Are you doing God's will? Let's open also our Bible to 1 Peter chapter 2. And let us read verse 15. He says, for it is God's will that by doing good, you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish men. What is God's will? God's will here is that you do good. Submission to the authorities, government and church government. Submission to the authority of the government, to the rules and the regulation of the country that you are in. That is God's will. That's what we read in verse 13 and 14. Submit yourself for the Lord's sake to every authority instituted among men, whether to the king as the supreme authority, or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. For it is God's will that by doing good, you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish men. You see, he speaks here about submission to the authority, and he says that the government authority are sent by God to punish those who do wrong. So what he say here? He say, do right so that you will not be punished by the authority of the government. In another word, as you submit yourself, and how you submit yourself to the government, by doing what is good, by following the rules, by abiding with the word of God, whether the government are looking for you or watching over you or no. Still you do the right things. People, when they know that no one is watching or there is no policeman, there is no way that they will be caught, they will break the rules. But that is wrong way. It is not God's will. People, how they will know that you are a Christian if you are not abiding with the rules, the regulations? Many people, when they will drive, they will behave in front of the policemen and the authorities or the cameras of the radars. But when they will know that no one is watching and they can break rules without punishment, they will do it. But that is not God's will. That is not God's will. It is God's will that you will do good because the Holy Spirit is watching. By not telling lies, by doing correctly, as if you are living and working for God, not for men. Even if you are in a corner, no one is looking at you or no one is seeing you, but there is God, there is the Holy Spirit who is watching you clearly and precisely and looking what you are doing. So by doing good, it is God's will. And who knows? Sometimes you think no one is watching, no one is there. But there is someone God allowed to see because your life is a testimony. So if you do good, he will comment. And you see this man, even there is no one going to catch him, he still do good. That is integrity. For it is God's will that by doing good, even if no one is around you, do good. In this way, you are going to silence the ignorant talk of foolish men. People, they will take the opportunity to slander you, to make an oath against you and against Christ, being a Christian, and be caught in doing wrong. That is a bad testimony, because the devil will use it to affect the testimony of the church, the testimony of Christ, and the testimony of the Christian preaching the gospel. But being a good example, that will silence the ignorant talk of foolish men. That will not give chance to people to speak against Christ and against his people, against those who preach the gospel, against those who follow Christ, because the testimony is perfect. Many people, they stumble by what Christian doing and the way they live. The Christian doing immorality, they go to discos, they drink, they cheat, they accept bribes, they use usury, they oppress, they abuse, they take advantage. No, we are not doing good if we do that. We are not doing God's will. We are living and bringing bad testimony to the message of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We should persevere in doing good. 1 Peter 2:16, live as a free man, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as servants of God. Live as a servant of the Lord. Live and be careful that people are watching you. People are noticing your action, your attitude, your talk, your decision. You are under observation. Live as a free man. You are free by Christ. But observe your ways of life. Is going or going along God's will and God's way and God's word or no? Be as a servant of God. When the people, they will see you, they say, this is God's servant. He will not cheat. He will not quarrel. He will not fight. He will not break rules. Because by doing good, it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish men. Are you doing God's will? The question is directed to you. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 19. He says, so then, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. When you live your life for Christ, doing His will, the devil will not be happy with you at all. If you're not going to compromise, he will not be happy with you. If you will abide with God's word, the devil will not be happy with you. He will start to oppose you, and he will use people and circumstances to trouble you. And you will suffer for following Christ. Because, as Christ said, you live in the world, but you are not from the world. We live in the world, but our citizenship is from heaven. We have eternal life, and we have a style of life, an attitude and character ordained by God for us to be called His servants, His followers, Christian, living and following His ways of life. When you want to follow Christ, you may face trials. You may suffer for doing good. And that's what he says here. Those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. Some people will start to follow Christ and do good. They will suffer, and then they want to give up. Why I should not go back to the old life? No, continue to do good. You will suffer, that is God's will. It is God's will that you continue to do good, even in spite of your suffering. Commit yourself more to the Lord, to the Creator, to God. He will reward you. Do not be weary in doing good. And do not give up. Devil will try to test you. But remember, suffering is part of a Christian calling. We are not called to believe in Him only, but to suffer for Him. In Philippians chapter 1 and verse 29, for it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ, not only to believe on Him, but also to suffer for Him. Which time you suffer? When you are doing God's will, devil opposes you, and he will use people, authorities, and circumstances, even people nearby to you, he will use them to oppose you, and you will suffer for that. You need at this time, as you suffer in doing God's will, commit yourself to God. He is faithful. He will reward you. Let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. If you not give up, continue to persevere doing good. Even if you are getting harm out of it, as long as you know that is the right thing that you need to do, continue to do it. Your reward will come from the Lord. Your reward is in the hand of God. And that's what he said in 1 Peter. Those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. Because if we continue to do good and not give up, we will reap a harvest. Amen. so continue to persevere. This message is to encourage you, to help you to overcome trials, to help you to be sanctified, to escape sin, to be thankful, to continue to do good, to be willing to suffer for Christ. Are you doing God's will? Are you suffering for Christ and continue to do His will? Or you give up or you escape? Ask yourself. God is calling you back to commit yourself fully unto His ways and to continue to do good. Many Christians, they know and they pray the Lord's Prayer, part of the Lord's Prayer is let your kingdom come, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Matthew 16. But how many of us are aware of and doing God's will? How many of you are aware of God's will in your life? And how many of you are doing God's will? No. Many Christians, they want a joyful life. Yes, God called us to have a joyful life. But He did not say without trial, without suffering, without paying the cost. No. God called us even to rejoice in the middle of trials and struggle. God still wants us to obey His commands and to do His will. So, as we pray the Lord's Prayer, when we say, "Your kingdom come, Your will be done, on earth as in heaven," let us recommit ourselves to the Lord that we will continue to persevere in doing and following God's will in spite of all the circumstances that we are passing through. Certain time, God wants you to pass through certain hardship. When God called our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, He need to pass through the cross. The Lord's Prayer and persevering in prayer and crying to the Lord to take away the cross. But He prayed and the cross was not removed. He needed to pass through it. Matthew 26 and verse 39 onward to verse 44. Going a little farther, He fell with His face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as You will." He was praying and asking the Lord to make Him avoid the cross. But then, as He prayed, He confessed and He committed Himself to the Lord. "Not my will, not as I will, but as You will." That is the way that God wants us to pray. Then He returned to His disciples and found them sleeping. "Could you men not keep watch with me for 1 hour? He asked Peter, "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak." We need to do God's will. And to do it, we have to go through prayer, regular time of prayer, and reading the Word of God, so that we will not be tempted by the devil. Watch and pray. Read the Bible, watch and pray, so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing. Yes, God knows you are willing, but the body is weak. So you have to discipline your body. Discipline yourself. Are you doing God's will in prayer? He went away a second time and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done." He said, "If it is not possible that I need to pass through it, let your will be done." Are you doing God's will? Are you praying in the direction of God's will or your own will? When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same prayer. He did not change his prayer. He did not utter to God in a prayer his will. Many Christians, when they pray, they are forcing God to follow their own will. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14 and 15, the word of God says, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he will hear us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him." Which time God hear our prayer? When we ask anything according to his will. That must be clear. God is not attentive to your prayer if it is not according to his will. As you pray, do what Jesus did. When you are about to take a decision, kneel down at your feet and tell him, "Lord, not my will, but let your will be done." And be willing to accept God's will. Don't follow your emotion or your plan or your thought or your pride. God will not listen to your prayer. If you pray according to God's will, God will listen. And don't say, "How I know God's will." Everyone knows God's will. But try to bypass. Try to enjoy his own will. There is no enjoyment at all. The cross that the Lord will ask you to pass through, as you persevere, you will enjoy it. And the Lord will enable you victoriously to pass through it as long as you are willing to obey and do good according to God's will. Are you doing God's will? That is the question. How is your life of prayer? Are you praying according to your own will? Do what you like or God's will? Many Christians, they pray the Lord's Prayer, but only few, they do God's will. You know, one day the Lord was teaching in the Feast of the Tabernacle. And many, they hear him and they admire this kind of teaching and from where this man had been learned this teaching. Let's read John chapter 7. Let's read the verse 15. Let's read verse 14 and 15. "Not until halfway through the feast did Jesus go up to the temple courts and begin to teach." Verse 15, John 7:15. "The Jews were amazed and asked, 'How did this man get such learning without having studied?'" They ask how he get this teaching. Now the point here, when you do God's will, God will teach you more. God will open to you more secrets. He will open to you more from the scripture. The Holy Spirit will take you more deep into the word of God, and he will show you the hidden man and the hidden secret of the Lord. Verse 16, Jesus answered, he answered him, "My teaching is not my own. It comes from him who sent me." The teaching of Jesus is not only the word that he spoke, but the style of life. He told them in verse 17, "If anyone chooses to do God's will, he will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own. He confronted them with God's will. Why many people, they can't accept the teaching of the Lord? Why many people, when we teach and preach, they are upset and sad? And they will fight. And they will rebel. The same what Jesus was facing. But what he told them, what he explained to them, why you can't accept my teaching? Because you are not doing God's will. And this is what he told them. He said it another way. If you choose to do God's will, then you will know that my teaching is not from my own, but from God. But if you don't want to do God's will, then you will not accept my teaching. You will say that is your own, but that is from God. Those who want to do God's will, they will find the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ is easy to apply it. There's no but, there's no if, there's no condition. It's so easy. But those who are not willing to do God's will, they make excuses, they make fuss. But it's clear. It is so clear. The teaching. You must be willing to do God's will. Sometimes Jesus' teaching is so heavy. When he say in Mark chapter 3, when his mother and brother want to pull him away, because the Jews and the Pharisees, they were saying that he's demon possessed, and his mother was afraid of that he will be harmed, so she wanted to take him away. While he was teaching, Mark chapter 3 and verse 31 and 35. Then Jesus' mother and brother arrived, standing outside. They sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, your mother and brother are outside looking for you. What for they are looking for him? They want to take him away. Why they don't go inside? What he answered in verse 33, who are my mother and my brothers? He asked. Then he looked at those sitting in a circle around him and said, here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother. And this is a hard teaching. His mother was listening. His own brother, they were listening. As if he's saying to them, I don't know you. If you don't do God's will, I don't know you. Those who do God's will, they are my brother, my sisters, and my mother. They have taken your place. And that's what the Lord says. If anyone loves his mother and father, or his brother or sister, her son or daughter, more than me is unworthy of me. What he means here, those who does not do God's will, because they favor their parents, or they favor their children, or they favor their relative or friends, they are unworthy of Christ. We stand the teaching of Jesus and his commands is good and nice. It is in your head when you decide to do God's will. And believe the message. God will help you as you stand firm and persevere. The Lord helped Christ when he decided to pass through the cross. He helped his people. He helped Mary when she accepted to carry Christ and confront the world, the Jews around her, being pregnant without a husband. She accepted God's will and God helped her. Abraham, God helped him when he did God's will. When he offered his son, that was so difficult, but God helped him, God make a way. God provide the lamb at the last minute, the last moment. The same for you. Persevere in doing God's will. It is not easy, but you have to pass through it. God wants you to suffer for him. As you are willing, God will make a way. I was reading in the book of Judges, and I was copying Every morning I used to copy one chapter in the Bible. So a few days ago, it was the book of Judges chapter 6. And I was reading how God was calling Gideon to deliver his people. The people that saw, they were in sin, they were oppressed. When the angel of the Lord appeared to him, he told him, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." The answer of Gideon, he told him, "But sir," Gideon replied, "if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all his wonders that our fathers told us about when they say, did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt?" He told them, "We are not seeing miracles, we are suffering." And that's true. Because the people, they were worshipping idols. They move away from the Lord. The Lord encouraged, at that moment, encouraged Gideon and accept from him his offering and confirmed him the call. And then the Lord asked Gideon on the same night after he offered to the Lord and he had built an altar. He asked him to do certain things for the Lord. Let us read that in book of Judges chapter 6 verse 25. Verse 25 and 26. That same night the Lord said to him, what the Lord told him, what he asked him to do. Take the second bull from your father's herd, the one 7 years old. Tear down your father's altar to Baal and cut down the Asherah pole beside it. What he asked him to do? He's living in his father's house, Gideon. He told him, take the second bull that belonged to your father and sacrifice him to me. Plus, tear down your father's altar to Baal. His father was a worshipper of Baal, and he told him, tear down this altar. As if God is telling you, get your father or your mother out and throw them away or tear them down. That's not easy. Tear down your father's altar to Baal and cut down the Asherah poles beside it. And verse 26, then build a proper kind of altar to the Lord your God on the top of this height, using the wood of the Asherah pole that you cut down over the second bull as a burnt offering. He did not tell him to bring other wood. The same wood that your father is using for building his altar of Baal, break it, tear it down, and take the wood and use it to build a proper altar for me. That's a very embarrassing request. I'm just imagining, I don't like Lord to ask me these things. I have done for several times certain things that God had asked me to do. He put me in a very embarrassing situation like this, to face people. I don't like to pass through it, but I am willing. If the Lord put me in this corner, I will do it, because I used to do God's will. And I like it and I enjoy it. So the same here for Gideon. He told him, take your father ox, father bull, break his Baal altar and use the same wood to build for me an altar, proper one. And he is living in the same house. God is asking him to fight. God is asking him to make a problem with the people, with his own family and relative. What Gideon did? verse 27. So Gideon took 10 of his servants and did as the Lord told him. He went to obey God. There's no other way. He took 10 people with him and did what the Lord had told him. But because he was afraid of his family and the men of the town, he did it at night rather than in the daytime. He was afraid. He was hiding. And he did it. The same for you. You may need to hide. You may be afraid. But you have to force yourself and adjust yourself to do God's will. You will face pressure from people. People will criticize you, speak bad against you, will fight against you. You have to do it. There's no other way. Are you doing God's will? If you are willing to do God's will, then this teaching is easy for you. But if you are not willing, this teaching is for you nonsense. Or this is from man, it's not from God. But that's what God wants. Verse 28, in the morning when the men of the town get up, there was Baal altar demolished, with the Asherah pole beside it cut down, and the second pole sacrificed on the newly built altar. Everything changed. Will everyone respond? Now Gideon did what's right. They asked each other, who did this? When they carefully investigated, they were told Gideon, son of Joash, did. The men of the town demanded of Joash, bring out your son, he must die, because he has broken down Baal's altar and cut down the Asherah pole beside it. Gideon did God's will. He obeyed God fully. People want to kill him. They want to stone him. How do you do like that? How he did these things, and that is the thing here. When you do God's will, the people get angry. When you do wrong and agree with them, no one will get upset with you. You are good. But when you start to change your life and your ways, and start to commit your ways to God, they will say, what happened to him wrong? Why is he doing wrong? Why is he behaving this way? Sure, they were astonished to what Gideon did. They told him, bring out your son, he must die. He must die because he did God's will. But if he worship as they worship, and if he live as they live, he's a good guy. If everyone says that you are good, there is something wrong in you. The people should be upset about your life. The people should see you as a strange person. The people, they should speak that you are a strange person. Because the Bible say in Romans chapter 12 verse 2, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. Don't follow what the people do. Do not conform any longer what they live, their practice, their worship. Don't follow. But be transformed, be changed by the renewing of your mind. How you renew the mind? Following the God's word and what God say. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasant, and perfect will. Now, going to back to Gideon. Gideon did not conform to the pattern of the world. He was transformed by the renewing of his mind when he obeyed the word of God that was given to him. God gave him a strange and difficult command, but he did it. And then he was able to test and approve what God's will is, his pleasing, good and perfect will. You know, amazingly, in the story of Gideon, chapter 6, from Book of Judges, chapter 6, verse 31. When they were asking his father to bring him out to that he must be killed. Even Gideon, he destroyed the altar of his father. You see what his father said. But Joash replied to the hostile crowd around him, "Are you going to please Baal cause? Are you trying to save him? Whoever fights for him shall be put to death by morning." And Baal really is a god. He can defend himself when someone breaks down his altar. So that day they called Gideon, Jerubbaal, saying, "Let Baal contend with him, because he broke down Baal's altar." Now we find here God used his father to protect him. His father told him, "Why are you fighting for Baal? If Baal is the true God, he will be the one to revenge, not you." God used the father. Even the father, not because he loved God, but because he loves his son, he wants to protect his son. But God used it to protect him, to protect Gideon. The point here, when you do God's will, you will see a different outcome. When you do God's will, your life will be really changed. You will find that, as you by God's will, God has opened to you a new way. And you will really see truly God's will. Some people, they don't know God's will. Or how. Many of them say, "I don't know what God wants from me." Because they are not willing to abide with God's word. And that's what Jesus say. If anyone choose to do God's will, he will know that my teaching is from God or from my own. When you are willing to follow God's will, obey God's will, then you find the teaching is practical and sweet and miraculous. Finally, as Gideon did God's will, God used him to deliver the whole Israelites. God used him to break the altar of Baal worship. And God used him to defeat the enemy of the Israelites. And God was behind him. God will be behind you. As you decide willingly to do God's will. Let's pray. We know that word of God say, "Let your kingdom come, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Let us kneel down at his feet. Kneel down, because as Jesus kneeled down when he faced the cross, kneel down and tell him, "Lord, not as I will, but as you will." I pray, Lord, for everyone who hear the message, convict him, and those who decided to do your will, reward them on the spot. And help them to abide with you, Lord. And you make a way and help them. As you help your people, you help Gideon, you help Moses when he did your will, you help Mary when she did your will, you help our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ when he chose to do your will, you help this brother and this sister. Lord, I pray the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished and receive the harvest that you desire. Bless us, Lord. Enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us. And keep us from harm so that you will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Christ's name. Amen and amen.